So what's the next song we're going to hear?
The next song is Lingang Kangkong. Lingang Kangkong, Lingang Kangkong. Shake your bum.
Shake your bum. It's a dance song.
Yeah. Lingang Kangkong. Okay?
So hopefully everybody will get up and dance too. I'd
yeah, okay. I hope so. Yeah.
So Matthew, we're sat here in your longhouse. Yeah. I'd say it's, what, about 100 meters long?
Yeah, it's 15 doors, about that, yeah.
Yeah.
15 families, you know.
Does it start from one side or it starts in the middle and works its way over?
Yeah, normally longhouse start in the middle, you know. It's the head man always in the middle, and then the rest will follow from the left, extend from the right, something like that, yeah. So become longer and longer, yeah. Where we are sitting now is, we call it the veranda. Ose, very important place where people come out from the room and meet their friend, relatives.
I had in my mind this idea that the longhouse was open to everybody, but actually, as you say, 15 doors, that means 15 private households and families.
Yes.
But this one shared long veranda that
you can have a great game of cricket there.
Now, when we were coming back from our river trip today, you picked up some wood by the roadside that a friend had very kindly chopped up for you, and it's to make your sambe.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me about this beautiful instrument.
Sambe is our traditional instrument, because in the olden days, we have no other music, only sambe playing in the village. Then the village will be alive, you know? You hear the sape, you feel the longhouse is, you know, there's happiness there with this type of music.
So a lot of your songs, happy songs?
Oh yes, happy song, very happy song. Yeah, make people happy. Yeah, after hard work in the field, in the farm, yeah. So the people come back and play the sambe at the veranda during nighttime. And somewhat like put people to sleep.
Yeah. I've noticed, Matthew, that the designs on your sape, the designs on the eaves of your long house here, and the tattoo on your arm are all the same. Yeah. What is it? What is
this?
Well,
this is our Orang Ulu Kenyah. We are very good in our own design, our own motif. We have our own motif from other tribes like the Iban, Debdayu. So we have this special, different type of design. So it has some relationship with the place, the surrounding where we live, like the creepers, the ferns that you are going to eat. You know the fern we collected?
Yeah, it's all curled up like
curled
a snare.
Up, yes.
Oh, yes, I can see that in the designs here. You've got a lot of curled ferns.
Yeah, the intricate.
On the long road journey coming here, Matthew, from Miri, there were lots of logging trucks
going down,
and I mean we're sitting here now and it's beautiful. You can't hear any vehicles, you can't hear the sawmills or anything. But are you worried of some of your forests being encroached?
Yeah, because we somewhat like the headman earlier on before the timber company started felling off the trees in the forest. So we make a rules whereby the company is not allowed to come certain kilometers from the village, and that area has somewhat like it's a reserve forest for us. They cannot come and chop all the trees that are especially nearby to our village.
Yeah, so you manage this large area of forest we can see as a community. You manage how much you clear, how much wood you use for your own houses. Living here is very much about using what you need and not wasting.
Yeah, of course this place is very, very far from town, you know, so we have to depend so much on our forest, to get the wood nearby. So that's why we don't allow them, the timber people, to come and chop the wood right at our doorstep. We have to keep certain area for our own and for our next generation.
Tepat panak pemung jai kulula anti salam.
Tonight, here together, under a moonlit night, we drink together and are happy together. Those are the words of this song, and tonight I can think of no better place to be than miles away from anywhere in the middle of the Borneo jungle, enjoying strong drink and even stronger music. Now, if you read reports by some of the NGOs in the area, you'll see allegations of corruption, indiscriminate logging and the displacement of indigenous groups. So there clearly are problems. But as we found, there are many communities in the rainforest who are benefiting from Malaysia's new prosperity. And maybe the greatest potential of the Rainforest Festival is to show the world, and particularly show Malaysia, the value of preserving and nurturing the rainforest, to attract tourists, to maintain the ecological balance, and to preserve cultures that might otherwise disappear. And most of all, to allow the people of the rainforest to carry on with their way of life and to carry on singing their songs too. Music from deep in the Borneo rainforest, ending that World Roots feature on the Rainforest World Music Festival. It was introduced by Lobba Katari and produced by Roger Short. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's now 20 to midnight, and my apologies to Claire Martin and Jazz Lineup. I'm afraid we've overrun into the start of the programme, but we join it now to hear the band Empirical with a track from their new album Tabula Rasa. It's called The Prophet.
That was The Prophet by Empirical, who'll play at London's Purserum on October the 16th, and their new release, Tabula Rasa, is out on the 26th of August. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, tonight's concert set is the second instalment of a performance by saxophonist Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation project, recorded at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff this year on May the 12th as part of this year's AMSA Jazz Time Festival. The lineup includes Finn Peters on alto sax and flute, James Alsop on clarinet, Liam Noble at the piano, Margaret Hassler on viola, Tom Herbert's playing the double bass, and Seb Rochford is on the drums. Mark's Ellington in Anticipation project is a tribute to Duke Ellington, in which Mark has deconstructed and arranged Ellington's melodies into a fascinating set of new music, rich in orchestration and concept, and entirely respectful to the beauty of the original creations. Mark opens the set with his take on In a Mellow Tone.
Tom Herbert on bass. Tom Herbert. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a very nice book called But Beautiful. I don't know if anyone's read it, but it's all about what Harry Carney and Duke Ellington might have talked about on the way to a gig. And this is inspired by that. It's called Beautiful Man. Liam Noble on piano.
Beautiful Man, and played by Mark Lockhart's Ellington in anticipation. And for all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. The next track has been gifted to us by our sister show Jazz on 3, and it was recorded at a BBC introducing event last month at Manchester's famous band On the Wall. This track was originally broadcast on Jazz on 3 on the 5th of August, and it's by the Dominic J. Marshall Trio. Dominic is now based in Amsterdam, but this trio met in Leeds, and their album Icarus is out on the Fire label. Dominic's on piano, Sam Vickery on bass, and Sam Gardner on the drums, and this is the track Sleepwalking.
Thank you.
especially recorded for our sister programme Jazz on 3 at a BBC Introducing showcase at Manchester's Band on the Wall. And for more information on BBC Introducing, check out the link via the Radio 3 website. And talking of Jazz on 3 and Jez Nelson, on this week's show on Monday night at 11, Jez has a special programme celebrating saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter's 80th birthday, featuring live recordings of his current quartet. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, performance by the John Sermon Trio, recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. But to finish off tonight, a new release on the ECM record label featuring the magical pairing of pianist Marilyn Crispell and bass giant Gary Peacock. This is the title track and album closer, Azure. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Much of this opening couple of hours is given over to a concert, the Japanese period instrument Orchestra Libera Classica, and their conductor Hidemi Suzuki gave at the 2011 Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival in Poland. Mozart and Haydn on their programme. Mozart's third violin concerto is to come, as is Haydn's Mercury Symphony. And first of all, a Haydn symphony with a religious link, his Symphony No. 26 in D minor, probably written in 1768, though no one seems very sure, and probably also written for Holy Week. Some of the violin parts in the autograph score have phrases marked with Evangelist, Christ and Judas.